The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. During supper, the devil had already put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going back to God, rose from supper. He laid aside his outer garments and, taking a towel, tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, do you wash my feet?" Jesus answered him, "What I am doing you do not understand now, but afterward you will understand." Peter said to him, "You shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "If I do not wash you, you have no share with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "The one who has bathed does not need to wash except for his feet, but is completely clean." When he had washed their feet and put on his outer garments and resumed his place, he said to them, "Do you understand what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that you also should do just as I have done to you. Truly, truly, I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to you, Lord Christ.
Good evening, friends, and welcome to worship. Well, how did everyone's Thursday go? Mine was pretty standard. I woke up this morning, I went to Honey Ham, and I picked up some breakfast tacos for the family. Then I went to the office, I did some work. I ate lunch with a high schooler, I got outside and exercised for a little bit, and now I'm here. But what we see in our passage tonight is that Judas's Thursday was anything but ordinary. By the time Thursday evening rolls around, by the time Judas shows up at Jesus' dinner party, Judas has had quite the week. For one, we see that sometime around Thursday, Judas' body was taken over by Satan. Look at verse 2. During supper, when the devil had already put it into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him. Luke in his gospel puts an even finer point on it. He says, "Then Satan entered into Judas." Second, we see and we know that when Judas arrives for supper on Thursday night, he spent his entire week cutting deals. It's kind of like all the savvy commercial real estate folks and venture capitalists and tech folks here in Austin. He has been getting things done. I mean, you have the chief priests and the scribes who want Jesus' body, and then you have Judas who wants money, and so they make a deal. Judas trades the God of the universe for 30 pieces of silver. Judas betrays Jesus for something around $250. And Jesus knows this. He knows all of this. I mean, he knows that Satan has entered Judas' body, and he knows that Judas is literally evil incarnate. And he also knows that Judas plans to sell him and to sell him for cheap. And so that is what makes, friends, what happens next all the more amazing. Then in verse 4, Jesus rises from supper. He takes off his clothes. He gets a towel. He gets a bowl. He pours water into the bowl. And he begins to wash the disciples' feet. Notice our passage says the disciples' feet. It doesn't say some of their feet. It doesn't say most of their feet. It doesn't say everyone's feet but Judas's. It says the disciples' feet. He washes all their feet. Jesus washes Judas's feet. That's what I want you to hear tonight. Jesus washes Judas's feet. And here's what that means for you and me. The first thing that it means is that Jesus washing Judas's feet means that you and I are never too far gone. As Will Willimon says, if Jesus will wash Judas's feet, he'll wash anyone's feet. And that includes the feet of teenagers who have slept with their girlfriend or boyfriend. It includes the feet of sex addicts. It includes the feet of those who have said over and over again, I will stop drinking, and don't. He will wash the feet of those who have cheated on their spouse. Judas betrayed Jesus for $250. And let's be honest, all of us too have sold Jesus for cheap. And we've sold him for cheap pleasures like pornography, cheap pleasures of alcohol and greed and lust, selfish ambition, instant gratification. I mean, how much is Jesus really worth to us? The answer seems to be not much. We are all Judas. Darkness has filled our bodies, and we betray Jesus for next to nothing. And yet, Jesus washes our feet. He goes for the lowest and dirtiest parts of our bodies. He goes for the darkest and dirtiest secrets of our past. The things we will tell no one, the things that keep us up at night, those are the things that Jesus goes straight for. And he holds them in his hand, and he pours water over them, and he washes them with his blood. Friends, hear his words to you at the end of verse 10. You are clean. But here's the second thing. Jesus washing Judas's feet means that we must wash the feet of Judas as well. Look at verse 14. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, and that includes Judas's, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you also should do just as I have done to you. And I want you to notice that these words from Jesus are not a suggestion. I mean, they are not advice, they are command. Why do we call it Maundy Thursday? Because Maundy, of course, comes from the Latin word for command, because later in John 13, Jesus will say to us, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another just as I have loved you. Friends, being a Christian isn't a matter of thinking the right things about Jesus or like feeling the right feels about Jesus when we sing songs, when we come to the table. Being a Christian is about following Jesus and loving as he loved. And how did he love? What is love? It is washing another's feet and inviting them to supper, even if that person is Judas. So before we wash one another's feet tonight, I want to ask you a question, okay? Whose feet would be the hardest for you to wash? Whose feet would be the hardest for you to wash? Which is to say, who is your Judas? Who is the hardest person for you to love? And for some of you, that person is in this room. It is the feet of the spouse who has betrayed you, the parent who has failed you, the friend who has disappointed you, the child who has run away from you. For others of you, that person is nowhere near this room. I mean, if a leader of Antifa was here tonight, would you be willing to wash their feet? I mean, if one of those men or women who wrote on the QAnon boards and who stormed the Capitol on January 6th was here tonight, would you wash their feet? Would you wash the feet of Donald J. Trump? Or would you wash the feet of AOC? What about those immigrants at the border we call illegal? And what about the guards who tell them to go home? What about Caitlyn Jenner? What about the public school teacher who reads transgender literature to your children? Would you wash her feet? Not do you agree with them or endorse their beliefs or condone their behavior, but do you wash their feet and do you invite them to supper? Because Jesus does. Jesus will wash the feet of Judas, he will wash anyone's feet. And he commands us, his disciples, to do the same. Friends, to be a Christian is to wash feet. It is to know and believe I am not above anyone. It is to know and to believe that there is no one, quite literally, who is below me. Tonight, Jesus goes low and he invites us to do the same. And it would be easier for us to swallow if Jesus had washed everyone's feet but Judas's. But then it wouldn't be the gospel. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that you're a God who goes low. You're a God who comes to us when we cannot come to you. You're a God who cleans us when we cannot clean ourselves. May we, your church, wash the feet of sinners and invite them to our table, that the world may know that we are your disciples and that you are our God. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.